Laffley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
It is hour two of the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and thrilled to have as our guest this hour, Shauna Banda, telling us just a remarkable story of her own healing from Crohn's disease that took place as she began to discover and utilize CBD oil, THC oil, and really the combination. And I agree with what you were saying, Shauna. I think we have to be careful when we refer too often to CBD, because it comes off as if we're essentially saying this one particular cannabinoid is the one that has value and everything else is useless, because that's simply not true.
That is true. That is true. It's just like it's like what the pharmaceutical companies did with Marinol, is they made a synthetic THC, and it's THC only, that doesn't work for so many people, and the cost of it is absolutely ridiculous. That's exactly what they're doing with this CBD-only oil, is they're trying to glamorize it and make it sound like it's safe and the best way to go, when in fact it's absolutely not.
Well, to me, it appears that what they're creating is there's marijuana, and then inside cannabis you have two, and there are actually dozens, but the way that you would hear it from media is there are two forms of cannabinoids. There's the CBD, that's the good cannabinoid. There's THC, that's the bad cannabinoid. And so if we can separate out the good cannabinoids and essentially separate it out and allow good, responsible pharmaceutical companies to mass market cannabinoids in terms of CBD, then everyone's going to be better. And so it's going to be great.
Well, that's the thing, is people need to understand that the reason why we are in the predicament we are in is because for generations we've been living off of boxed food, and we've all been eating genetically modified organisms. And so we are completely getting farther and farther away from nature. What is brilliant, and this is my personal thesis, I believe every plant on the planet has cannabinoids. It just so happens that cannabis is the most abundant. So when you take an essential oil of this plant, it's like jump-starting your endocannabinoid system and getting back in touch with Earth, and your body recognizes these natural ingredients and says, oh, this is how we're supposed to work. All these receptors fire for the first time. It actually can bind and restore nerve endings. It binds to the nerve endings, protecting them, and healing them, restoring them. I have gone into the doctor, and I went into the doctor while I was in Boulder. I found out that my husband had been, you know, cheating on me, and I said, okay, I need a full workup. And I go in there, and he gives me the full workup, and I said, you know, by the way, for the last few months, my right ovary has been hurting, but it's only been hurting like 3 or 4 days out of the month. And he looked at me and he said, that's pretty crazy, Shauna, because I know you had a complete hysterectomy and you don't have any ovaries. And I said, yeah, I know, but let's check. So he checked, and there is a growth there, and it's a nice little bouncy ball there, and it's possible that I could have, as of 2 years ago, I could have had my ovary 25% regrown. Can't call it an ovary yet because it's not producing hormones, but...
But there's something going on there.
It's totally something going on, and, you know, I'm ecstatic about the fact that my body can actually reproduce new organs, which would be great. It's just that this is not the one that I would have chose to start out with. That was the one. That was
if you got to pick,
organ I was so happy to get rid of.
He said, "I'm going to choose." So you said you're working with people who come to you. First of all, what are you seeing in terms of people who have advanced cancer? Have you worked with anyone who has either cancer or advanced cancer who is looking for this as a treatment? And what are you seeing in terms of the results?
So what I've been seeing is a lot of people come and seek out the oil when every last other resort they could think of has been dealt with. So by the time they look into the oil, a lot of times they've already had the chemo, they've already had the radiation, or they're currently on chemo and radiation. But what people don't understand is this chemo and radiation actually destroys so many cells within the body that it takes that cannabis oil that much harder to work. But it's still possible. So if you've had chemo or radiation, when you're starting this method out, you want to make sure you're supplementing yourself with a high antioxidant tea, like a green tea, and steep like 10 bags of it twice a day. And that will, the antioxidants within that will help coincide with the oil on the healing. Using different herbs while you're on the oil will help to guide where you want something healed within your body. So if one herb works on your kidneys and you're having kidney problems, you can take like breakstone to, help out with your kidneys, or cranberry juice to help out with your kidneys and the oil, and it will just really intensify the effect of it. People still have wonderful results. Tumors go away pretty quickly. I usually only will work with people for about 3 months. And of course I'm friends with them after that. They can absolutely still call me, but, I'll work with people for about 3 months. I teach them all that I can. I make them promise that they heal themselves first before they try to, help anyone else. And after 3 months, they've gone through their own trials and tribulations and done what they can. They know how to make their own medicine, and then they can pay it forward. So
is there a stage at which you would say to people, it's CBD, THC, cannabinoids may not work for you as well because your body's been through so much? Or do you think that if someone begins at any kind of at any phase, they can begin rebuilding those cells and seeing a strong reaction quickly?
I believe that it can happen at any phase. But at the same time, you've got to understand, there was a woman I was working with in Boulder who decided to start the cannabis treatment along with her chemo and radiation at the same time. And I tried to explain to her, anything that you're trying to do with the cannabis oil, the chemo and radiation is going to reverse it. So it's just like you're canceling it out. And, she's still alive. She's still kicking and doing good, but she's still on the oil and on the chemo and radiation.
So you're saying it's counterproductive to do both?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you really, when you decide to take this course of medication as your treatment, you really need to look into it, do the research, realizing you are taking your life into your own hands at that point, and make the decision to go on. But you also have to realize that it took me until finding the oil, that realizing that my doctors are just practitioners. And they're practicing, and they're just guessing and trying to give me whatever pharmaceutical they can think of that will help. So when I took my life into my own hands, at that time, I was the same way. I had tried every other resort that I could think of, and and nothing worked as well as this cannabis oil did. Nothing. And every year I get better and better.
And for you, you're getting better and better. Are people you're working with seeing results better and better?
Yes. The longer you're on it, the more healing happens. And cancer patients actually tend to heal faster a lot of the times than people with autoimmune disease. And the longer that you've had a disease or an illness, the longer that you need to be on the oil. I had mine for 7.5 years, and it took me a full year to be on the oil 3 times a day for me to feel comfortable
Great.
Enough to go down to maintenance there.
Shauna, we're coming up on a break here. One more segment with you, if you can stick around. We'll do that right after this break.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show. This segment brought to you by SnoopWall.com. If you go to BenSwan.SnoopWall.com, there you can get 20 to 50% off an order. Essentially, SnoopWall is the port authority for your smartphone, specifically for your Android device, so they are working on the iPad and iPhone applications. Essentially, SnoopWall is monitoring the apps on your device to make sure that you're not being spied on, either by government or by hackers, who are able to access your phone and also able to access your camera, your microphone. Both of them susceptible to hackers because so many apps will secretly or quietly access
your device in those ways. All a hacker has to do is get into the app. Go to benswan.snoopwall.com. Check them out today. Shauna Banda is on with us today. And, Shauna, thank you for staying around for one more segment. Just as people are looking at your story, it's such an amazing story. But I think what's most amazing about it is you didn't go through a process of having some drug that was offered to you by a pharmaceutical company. You didn't have some big system built up around it. This is simply one woman through ingenuity, you know, being tipped off by the Rick Simpson video, but through ingenuity and by some luck, you were able to discover your method for extracting the oil. And you said you still do that to this day. Isn't that where so many great ideas and opportunities come from, is someone who, little bit of luck, little bit of providence, and certainly opportunity colliding together at the same moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can go so far. So I watched what Rick went through, where he went to the American Medical Association. He was going to all of the proper forms that you would think that you would have to go to, the Cancer Society, politician, he had door closed in his face the entire time. And I watched that go down and I thought, you know, the only way to do this and to do this right is to sell my book and then make a video and teach the world how to do the process for free.
Well, and that's what it really comes down to. Now, again, to be clear, so you are still, creating your oil, cannabinoid oil, in Kansas.
Yes.
Is it illegal for you to be doing that in Kansas?
It is. It is absolutely illegal. But I will never go back to how I once was. I'll never go back to a couch. I will... the pain that you have with Crohn's disease is just unbearable. People who live with chronic pain, they can't think straight. That's all they can think about is the pain that they have and how it can get better. So you can't really function in day-to-day life when you're constantly bombarded by this pain and not letting it go away. I will never go back to living like that. And when you stop taking the oil, you do regress. You need this. It is a supplement for your body to stay healthy. Your body has receptors for this. It makes no sense to keep this away from the people. And as far as I'm concerned, with the science out here proving that we have an endocannabinoid system that is the largest system of our bodies, keeping the only plant away from us that helps us is nothing short of genocide. It is the largest form of genocide we have ever seen on this planet, and it has been done through secrecy. You know, the Vatican knows about this. Pope himself has taken the oil. It has been kept under the rug and not allowed for the regular people. Man, if you can grow a plant in your yard for free and make an oil out of it to cure anything in your family, everyone should be demanding this. Everyone on the planet should be demanding this. And as, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm trying to save my own life. And if other people out there are trying to just save their own lives, then nothing should impede them from it.
Well, and that's the issue, right? It absolutely is the issue, because if this is your attempt, as you said, to save your own life, let's say it doesn't work at all, that it's absolutely just this hope and a prayer that you have, right? You're hoping it works, but it doesn't, and the truth is you're just kidding yourself. Even if that were the case, and clearly in your case it is not, but even if that were the case, why shouldn't you have the right to grow the plant, extract the oil, and try it, and be wrong, and die?
That's exactly true, because when your life is in danger, it shouldn't matter. It's no different. I read this on Facebook a few months back, and so I can't credit who wrote this, but it's no different than hearing a child screaming in a burning house down the street. You go up to the house and you kick in the door to go get that child and save him. You don't expect to get breaking and entering charges after that.
Right. Right. You would expect that you were attempting to rescue this child, And therefore, and again, it goes even beyond that though, right? Because if you as an individual run into a burning building, are you going to be charged with a crime? And by the way, some people are. Some people get arrested attempting to do that kind of thing where they're trying to go into a burning building. Well, you're not a firefighter, and so end up getting detained or arrested. That's actually happened in some cases. But you should have the right, and this is where it comes back to, you know, Colorado just passed this bill, this right to try bill. And my problem with the right to try bill, even though I think it's a good step in the right direction, it still requires that you work with a doctor and pharmaceutical companies. Well, where is my right to try anything?
Right.
Eating chicken bones, if that's what I want to do, and somebody tells me this will help you, and I, as a full-grown adult, choose for myself to do something, even if it doesn't work, even if it harms me, I should have the right to choose. And in your case, what you're talking about is the right to be able to choose something that may or may not work. In your case, it is working. Why would anyone want to stop you from being able to do that?
No, it's ridiculous. Only someone who's got power-hungry control, that's who it would be. But the thing is you've got to understand, this plant is one of the most non-toxic substances on the planet. More people die from drinking water than they do from cannabis. More people die from peanuts than they do from cannabis. There should be no reason why we shouldn't have that right to choose. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness includes me being able to raise my kids and go to events with them and take them to the park and be in the sun. I was on so many medications. I was taking 52 medications a day at one point. And for years, I couldn't even be out in the sun because not only did I have white skin to begin with, but all the pharmaceuticals they put me on made me susceptible to sunlight. And I can be out in the sun all day now. And for some reason, the oil doesn't allow me to burn. I don't use sunblock. I don't use anything, but something within this oil doesn't even allow me to get a sunburn anymore. It's crazy.
It's so remarkable. And again, each person, each individual out there should have a right to decide. And maybe it doesn't have all the properties for everyone else that it has for you. Maybe it does. Who knows? But we don't know until someone's allowed to try. And I think what's frustrating is you have all these people around the country who are literally being given death sentences from a variety of different cancers and diseases, and they're being told, you're going to die, and being told, go home and prepare yourself, but they're not being told, go home and try something else. And here's another opportunity, here's another way, here's another chance. In fact, the idea that someone who's dying of cancer would actually be arrested or go to jail for trying a plant is craziness.
It is happening every single day. You are right. There's a great organization called the Human Solution who fights for cannabis patients who end up going to jail. And they do a great job. I believe Joe Grumbine is a part of that. And, you know, the thing is, I went to Colorado when this first started to bud.
Got to cut you off there, unfortunately, Shauna.
Okay,
we'll get you back on here again on the show soon. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to get this out here, and I really, truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Shauna. All right, we'll be back after this.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent result in contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show. Zach Bohannon, you yourself, as a young man, had a pretty serious battle with cancer.
I did.
Thoughts on the interview with Shauna Benda?
Yeah, it's interesting. This occurred about 15, 16 years ago. I was in junior high at the time, diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer, which is the most advanced aggressive stage of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Was treated at here in Cincinnati. But did go for a second opinion, went over to Indy, to the Riley Children's Hospital over there, and discovered that they were using, I believe it was Marinol, and Shauna mentioned it.
She did. Literally, we were talking about this during the break. She came back and mentioned that specifically.
Yes, exactly. And so they were using that as one of the treatments. Now, it's been so many years ago, I don't remember in what ways they were using it, if it was supplemented with
chemotherapy.
Traditional chemotherapy and radiation. I ended up undergoing 14 months of chemo, but I don't know how they were using this Marinol, if it was in lieu of that. I suspect it was not in lieu of it, and I suspect it was just a supplement. Maybe the pain factor? I don't know.
Yeah, and she specifically mentioned as well the fact that it was a kind of a synthetic THC as opposed to, you know, extracting actual cannabis oil.
Yeah,
it's synthetic.
Right. So, and at that time, that would have been 97, 98, 1997. So at that point, I would have guessed that those types of treatments would have been fairly experimental and on the ground level.
If happening at all.
Right. I was surprised that they were doing it in Indy.
Yeah. Which would be, considered a more quote-unquote conservative.
Yeah. Yeah,
conservative place. It comes back to just an individual's right. I mean, why does an individual not have a right? And you talk about this struggle in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell you this, as a parent, I can't imagine what your parents were going through, watching their son go through this battle. And I can't imagine any parent, if they know that this option is out there, this treatment specifically, you're not talking about having a kid sitting there smoking a joint. You're talking about the extraction of oil, which we use oil in everything we're eating. And it's just a different kind of oil from a strain of cannabis, as opposed to from, an olive tree, as opposed to from corn. In this case, it's oil coming from cannabis. And if it can have that effect, I can't imagine any parent not wanting their child to have that opportunity and to go through that healing process.
Yeah. No, it's the oil part, as we talked about, does not get you high or produce a any sort of buzz.
No.
Right? It's just...
There's no high associated with it.
Yeah.
And again, that's where there is this, kind of... misnomer, if you will, because again, the way media is talking about it, it's like, well, THC is the bad one, that's the one that gives you a high. CBD is the good one. There are dozens of different strains of cannabinoids within any cannabis plant. And so when you extract those cannabinoids, again, you're not smoking it, you're not getting the high from it. So it's a totally different process. It's misrepresented. And I think the thing that's most frustrating about it is when you know things like the fact that our government holds a patent on CBD for medicinal purposes. I mean, what? You're telling me that it's illegal for me to use it, and yet you have a patent on it? Come on.
That's odd. Yeah. Well, we wish Shauna the very, very best.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking back to this Marinol thing. I think that it was used for nausea and pain associated with the chemo treatments. That's how they were using it. I don't know how they're using it today, as far as that's concerned. But we wish Shauna the very best. We're so glad that she's doing better. I know Crohn's can be absolutely debilitating, and sounds like she had a pretty extreme version of it. But I chose to go the route of traditional, medicine, and believed that that God chose to heal through that, through the prayers of many, and through traditional chemo. But and we will pray for Shauna's continued healing. So she's doing well, and continue to getting the word out about this oil. And it'll be interesting to follow this in the coming days and weeks.
It will be. It'll be interesting to see what happens even over the next few years in this country. I think we're going to see a big push toward, more individual freedom on these fronts. And it's only, again, because of the ability for people to share information as we do through the internet. What we have to remember about how vital and important a free internet is it allows for the transmission of information like at no other time in human history. And if it weren't for things like Rick Simpson being able to create a video and put it on YouTube, and then Shauna Banda seeing his video on YouTube and trying it out and going through her process and figuring it out, and then putting a video out on YouTube herself about it, right? It's how people are communicating. That's never going to come out through traditional media sources. It's just not going to happen. And even now when somebody says, well, wait a minute, CNN just did a report. Dr. Sanjay Gupta doing his report on CBD is so many years behind all of this stuff, running literally so far behind. Now, that's not to take any shots at him, and I'm glad he did the reports because he has elevated the conversation by mainstreaming it. However, why now? And I'm suspicious of that to some extent, because in his second report, the follow-up to, I think it was called Weed 2, the first one was Weed, second one was Weed 2, in that report, he mentions about these big pharmaceutical companies that are now trying to create a patented version of CBD. Right, that they can now be given to people. And I've talked to some guys out in Colorado with a company out there, who specialize in helping different individual companies comply with the laws. And their biggest concern is that the regulatory climate, specifically for CBD, is about to become so difficult and have so many hoops to jump through and become so expensive that it essentially regulation is used to price everyone else out of competing with Big Pharma, who can afford to be able to comply, and eliminates all the competition for it. And I think there's a very, very real chance of that happening in the next few years. Much more likely than it is just to see, you know, the population turned over and say, everyone just go ahead and try your own thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to, that latter option's going to happen.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. And even if every single person out there were creating exactly the same thing that the pharmaceutical company is creating, exactly the same thing, would never happen. There's too much money. That's what the crony system, that's what cronyism does, is it restricts your right as an individual in order to enrich someone else. To me, cronyism is the single most perverse part of our constitutional republic, because it is the opposite. It is the exact antithesis of what a constitutional republic is designed to do. The constitutional republic is designed to protect us from those who have power and influence from imposing their will upon us. Instead, it keeps the mob at a bay. That's what the Bill of Rights is designed to do. Keeps the mob at a distance. By the way, there's a video up. I want to just send you over there. BenSwan.com. Top story today, video, Mike Lee wants to take on cronyism while skiing with lobbyists. And we're pretty hard on Senator Lee here. Check out the video, but essentially what we do is we're taking a look at the fact that Mike Lee has been coming out talking about that Republicans can become a populist party and a majority party again, he says, by taking on cronyism. And I think he's right. The only problem is Republicans don't want to take on cronyism. I'm not sure Mike Lee wants to take on cronyism. Now, we're kind of hard on him here because Mike Lee, who I have, you know, some respect for as a senator, is also a guy who is part of this Lindsey Graham, Jason Chaffetz bill that says Sheldon Adelson has a lobbyist who writes a bill, give it to us, we'll pass it and ban internet gambling. But if you own a casino or multiple casinos or have plans to build casinos, we have no problem with that. Really? So the guy who's worth $38 billion gets to write a bill, and you're going to stand behind it as a moral thing to do to try to block internet gambling? Give me a break, Mike Lee. On top of that, CNN actually caught him at the ski weekend that he held, where a bunch of lobbyists were there. And he was confronted. And the reporter, Drew Griffin, I want you to watch the video. We have the clip where he's confronted. Does a very respectful and actually a very he's very kind, I think, in the way that he talks to the senator. And Mike Lee, when you look at his face, he knows he's wrong. He knows he's in the wrong. He's embarrassed. I understand this is the game that you have to play in Washington. I don't think you should be playing it. And I don't think you can stand up and say, we're going to take on cronyism while I'm also playing the game of cronyism. I'd rather hear from a guy like Justin Amash, who can't get money into his campaign and has to money bomb because all the money people say, we're not going to put up with this guy because he won't take money from us or he won't cut us deals. That's the guy who needs to lead the charge against cronyism, not somebody who's a part of it. So, Mike Lee, I hope you're embarrassed by the video, because I want you, sir, to become a champion of individuals' rights and a champion for the people and not be beholden to any special interest. So I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, Mike Lee, because in that video, you do not seem comfortable. I want to keep you uncomfortable. Your calls after this. We are the travelers. We look to the ever after. We are the strangers.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system.
Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Gotta tell you, Zach Bohannon, the music is so much better when you're here.
What can I say? Thank you.
On the days when I'm here alone, it's kind of weak.
That's all right. That's all right. My musical tastes are varied, and we try to get a variety up here on the show.
Right on, right on. All right, coming into our final segment of the day, we'll take your calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and this segment brought to you by AnthemVault.com. If you go to AnthemVault.com, there you can use the promo code BIN and be signed up for free gold and silver. Listen, it's all about liquidity with these guys, which means, in essence, we're talking about the access to gold, buying it easily, selling it easily, stored in a vault in Salt Lake City. These guys are the future of gold. They have a great, great system. So if you're in the market for it, check them out. AnthemVault.com. Use that promo code BEN. Art is somewhere off the grid.
Ben, Josh, how are you doing, guys? I wish Chandra were still on because I would love to pick your brain a little bit, but let's be realistic about this. And I'll answer your question, why they don't want you to be able to try things. I'll answer that in a minute. But we have to understand, the government, as you pointed out, they have a patent on CBDs.
They do.
They know the benefits here. And what people don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, is there are tens of thousands of acres scattered all across this country which are controlled by the federal government where they grow pharmaceutical-grade marijuana cannabis. And now people, well, what are they doing with it? Well, they claim it's for research purposes, but we know that to be a bunch of poppycock because there really isn't a whole lot of research that needs to be done anymore. It's all basically been done. So while they may still be doing a little bit of research here and there, where's the rest of it going? Well, I'll tell you where it's going. And I know this to be fact, too. Part of it is sold on the streets. How do I know this? Because I used to buy it. I used to be a dealer back years ago. Where do you think I got it from? Duh! That's how I know the government is the biggest drug dealer in this country. The rest of it, what's not being put out on the streets, is going into stockpiles kept in areas climate-controlled, cool, dry, and in the dark. This is for long-term storage. Why? Because they know what's coming, and they want to have the best medicine that they can have so that they stay healthy. Now, the question, why do they not want you to be able to try something that may well save your life, was pretty simple. If you try something and it does make you healthy, well, they don't make money off of healthy people. They want you sick, which is why they're constantly feeding you GMO food. They don't want GMO labeling. Why? Because they know GMO foods damage your immune system. They know. They also want you using these antibacterial hand sanitizers and these chemicals that kill off everything under the sun. Why? Because they know that if your body is not constantly hammered by natural bacteria, germs, and viruses, your immune system becomes weak because it's not accustomed to fighting these things off. And here's what scares a lot of people, why I love living alone and why I have very little contact with people on the outside world. I don't bathe regular. Why? Because I know that by only bathing a couple times out of the week, my body is being constantly hammered by viruses and bacteria, which is why I never get sick. I don't eat GMO foods. I don't drink fluoridated and chlorinated water. I drink out of a well, and the water actually has kind of a little yellowy tint to it. It's okay. I can filter that. Not a problem. So I'm not getting contaminated water. I'm not getting contaminated food, and I'm not germ-free. I have an immune system like you wouldn't believe. My doctor's amazed at how healthy I am. I'm over 50 years old, and I can outwork almost anybody 25, 30 years old. Even though I'm in pain all the time. Even though I'm in pain all the time, but how do I deal with my pain? I smoke a little bit in the evening.
So let's talk about the early statement that you made about buying it from the government. Can you define that? You said you used to sell marijuana.
Right.
And
I used to be a dealer back in the 80s.
Okay, so how would you buy it from government? What does that mean?
Well, there are individuals, I don't know who they are now because I haven't done this since like the late 80s, early 90s. But there were individuals who worked through various law enforcement agencies like local police departments and stuff like this that they would filter. It's the same process the CIA uses for bringing heroin and stuff into the country. They go through gangs and such as this and provide them with the drugs, or in my case, with the marijuana, and then I would sell it. Now, I got it at a hell of a price. Back then, I think I was paying back in the late 80s, early 90s, I was paying roughly about $175 per pound, for a quarter pound, which wasn't a bad price back then. But I turned that into $500 real quick. Cops left me alone. Why? Who do you think I'm working for? I'm a distributor. That's what I did. That's how I know that this is going on. And if they try to tell me it's not going on today, they're lying.
Well, and I think it's interesting. You make the point, too, about the antibodies and all that. There's a number of studies out that show, for parents, there's a whole movement to say, don't freak out if your kid drops food on the floor and picks it up and eats it and, allow them to be kind of exposed to far more bacteria. Growing up, we had five kids, and our first three, we were very careful with. My wife was like, anal about every little thing and every little disease. And one of our sons actually became very ill himself and still struggles with that. And then after that, for our two younger, boys, she had heard about this and so went in the opposite direction and tried to let them become much more exposed to bacteria. And it's interesting to see them in terms of their immune systems now, where my son, who is the first one we did that with, has an incredibly strong immune system and rarely becomes sick. His immune system is much, much stronger. So there's definitely truth to the idea that, you know, the more exposure to certain bacterias that we have, the more healthy we become. Because, as you said, our immune system's stronger as opposed to weaker because it doesn't know how to fight.
Exactly. And you know, when my children, I don't like the word kids because I don't have livestock. I have offspring, which is why I use the word children. I'm real picky about words, man. I'm hardcore about language. But I studied law, so I understand how language works, which is why I'm really picky about the words I use. And when my children were growing up, you know, there wasn't all this, you know, freak out every time they got into a mud puddle or something like that. You know, they're children. Let them get dirty. It's good for them. It's healthy. So we encouraged our children, go out and play. We'd hear about a neighbor's child came down with smallpox. Hey, let's go visit, man. Let's get the youngin', let's get them infected, let's get them sick, they'll get over it. Now they don't have to worry about it for the rest of their lives, and they can have an outbreak in the school, and guess what? My child is safe.
Yep, right on. Art, thanks so much for the call, man. Always good talking to you.
All right, man, have a great one.
All right, you too. All right, I think there's some truth to some of that, and certainly the, as I said, the idea that, look, at the end of the day, do pharmaceutical companies want you to be well? I think there are a lot of people who work in them who do. And there are a lot of people who work in them, who run them, who don't necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of stories of people who have created great products, and those products are purchased and then shelved because they compete. That doesn't mean that everyone up there is Dr. Evil, right? Who's sitting there like, we're going to kill them all. I don't think that's the case. But are there people, are there individuals, especially at the top of those companies, who are making an awful lot of money at the idea that you are sick and remain sick and have a need for their medicines and for their drugs? Absolutely. I think it's naive to think otherwise. I think it's naive to think that if pharmaceutical companies could eradicate all disease tomorrow, that they would do it. Because they are for-profit businesses. They're not charities. Listen, and I don't even have a problem with that. Some people think that's like an immoral thing. I don't think that's a problem. What the problem comes in is when you put government between the individual and their ability to choose for themselves and say, well, the only acceptable form of treatment comes through these approved pills, these approved medicines. That's where the problem is. The problem isn't pharmaceutical companies. The problem is the FDA. The problem is the government agency that says, we're the gateway to decide what you can and cannot take. The free market fixes the problem of big pharma. When somebody can just make the oil and stand on the street corner and sell it, guess what? He's going to put big pharma out of business doing that. So the free market actually fixes these problems as opposed to making them worse. That's what we need as a solution. Not down with big pharma. It's up with the free market. And that little problem, it takes care of itself. Thanks for being with us today. Really glad that you were. We're back tomorrow, 12 to 2. Actually, it'll be a rerun tomorrow. We'll be back Monday from 12 to 2. For Ben Swan, I'm Ben Swan, Zach Wohannon. Thanks so much for being here. And when I'm not on air, you can find me online at benswan.com. For humanity is greater than politics.